Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Anyhow, let's see what's happening in the world of news. Shame, 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 shame. Tanya Curry, good morning and how are you? I can't find your promo, so I'm not even going to go there. How are you?
I have missed your dulcet tone.
Oh, you lovely woman. How's it going in Sedwana?
Oh, well, it's good. I escaped Sedwana for a week. You know, just so funny. I left and went to St. Lucia because I really needed a break. And I was so happy to leave St. Lucia and come back to my home. So
okay, I was just wondering,
that was a first.
I was wondering why you...
I can't wait to get back to my house.
Exactly.
So that was an interesting experience. Beautiful place in the world, St. Lucia. I saw Cape Vidal.
Yes.
Really good for the soul. But I turned my back for 2 days, Kathy, and the world went mad.
So it's actually your fault. Is that what it is? It's your fault.
It's my fault.
Because you weren't there.
It's my fault. Like we have this news collection group where we collect all the major stories. And I didn't look at it for 2 days, as you don't when you're on holiday. And I opened up to like 178 items to read. And I was like, what on earth is going on? Like I leave you for 2 days, guys, and this is what happened. So let's start. Senegal. That's my lead story this week.
We were actually saying how bizarre it is that, you know, the story started with these murder accused.
Mm-hmm.
And the story became the farmers, and no journalists actually followed up with what happened within the murder accused.
I agree completely. The last time I wrote about farm murders, though, I got death threats. So I've tried to be, I'm going to start with an unemotive narrative, which is Brendan Horner, a young farmer, 21, so a child, really, in my world, was allegedly murdered by two people that he caught thieving on his farm. The suspects were arrested swiftly. However, it was that straw that broke the camel's back for the farmers in the region. They turned vigilante, destroyed resources that are there to protect him. And that's the unemotive narrative. But I lament these farm murders, not because of the statistics, because when you put the statistics out, it just becomes a race war, okay? Every farmer lost is a step closer to our own demise. It is the loss of the life, not only of a young boy, but this is despicable because the loss of a young farmer, and that is devastating to our country. If Horner's life was worth what we recognize, the following would have happened in a working South Africa. Becky Cele would have been on the scene within minutes, not because SAPS didn't do their job, but because this is a highly emotive topic in our country and deserves the same attention he gives to other high-profile cases. He should have been there, and when he was there, he should have worked with the farmers to come up with a suitable plan that allows for protection on this large expanse of rural land that is very vulnerable to attack. Instead, the farmers turned up in black horses with white crosses painted on them, carrying white crosses, and all of a sudden, Twitter was filled with conversations about the RVB.
Wow.
So what happened to Brendan Horner became secondary in a narrative that was now a race war. And this has got nothing to do with color. Why do we keep assuming that all farmers are white? They are not. And black farmers are just as vulnerable as white farmers. So why we again descended into a color-based narrative is beyond me, where this child's life was given for something that could have been a much greater good. And then, of course, Malema jumps on the bandwagon. I mean, sit down, Julius. What are you actually going to defend murderers now? Is that where we're going? So this unbearable story for me was that the narrative was completely, completely incorrect and translated into absolute chaos.
Do you think that it's going to get the government to actually address farm murders? Or are we just going to carry on?
I think this is for many Afrikaans people and farmers in general. I think this is their George Floyd moment.
Yeah.
And I think there's going to be a lot of trouble. And it's because it's been handled badly from both sides.
So I'll tell you something interesting,
and the narrative has been lost.
On Tuesday morning, I interviewed Vic Allardyce. We do the Australia report. And he was saying that South African farmers across the board are applying for sanctuary in Australia.
I know. And you know, Kathy, the thing is that
how dare we put people at risk to the extent where they have to apply to another country for sanctuary in another country because they are just not being heard or protected here. It is a civil right that your government should protect your life. That's what law and order is about.
To me, it seems such a simple solution. Farming environments require a different level of security to townhouse complexes, guys.
Yeah.
You know, like, these are big open expanses of land that have two or three people living on it at a time. Like, it's a field day.
Absolutely.
So come up with a solution that protects them and stop reducing this to race, because when you reduce it to race, nothing gets done.
No, absolutely.
Anyway, so like the Senegal story, like, really broke my heart. I'll tell you what got me all excited though was Ace Magashule.
Okay, before we talk about
the
Ace,
so-called
before we talk about that, Lauren's got a question. She says, how many black farmers have been murdered? I think instead of bringing it down to race again, I think we need to look at farmers as a collective. We need to start thinking of farmers in terms of farmers, not in terms of race.
Of color, exactly. But if you want the statistic, there was, I think the number, and I stand to correction, but it was around these numbers. There were 75 farm murders, in 2019. And of that, 43 were black. So when they say farm murders, they don't mean farmers. They mean people who are murdered on farms. So, like, I don't know how many farmers were black, but does it matter?
It doesn't matter. You're talking about a very vulnerable part of the South African community. All right, let's talk about Ace.
Ah, my friend Ace, public enemy number one, Ace Magashule. So-called fake news reports broke of an arrest warrant issued for Mr. 10%, only to be retracted and then ridiculed by other media houses. But I say, where there's smoke, there's fire, and I am holding my breath. I mean, if you've been watching the State Capture Commission, it can't be very far around the corner. Mm. Magashule came out with his rent a crowd, though. Did you see that?
Yes. They all do. It's like a
my supporters, yeah. My posse.
Happens when you're a
member. In South Africa, you need a posse.
Yeah.
So okay.
Rent a
exactly. I think he's a friend of the Chai FM show, Nicholas Mons. He said, well, where are these people during the day? Like when they're not running around, with placards that are pre-printed.
That's a funny thing.
An attack on Aces and attack on us. And the answer is the experiential companies, the same as you see promotions on the street for coffee and things like that. That's the same people who can be rented to carry a placard. And the reason is, if you haven't got food in your belly, you'll march against anything. Mm. That is the truth. So nobody bought the renter crowd. And, he's not happy, is he? Not at all.
No.
And, relentless.
Yeah, we spoke to the Hawks yesterday and they said that there's no warrant for his arrest.
Warrant.
No warrant.
What does your gut tell you?
I think that everything in its own time and speculation, I think would actually harm the case perhaps more than, serve it.
Can we speculate a bit though? Can we speculate a bit?
Do you want to speculate?
I believe a J50 was issued, and a J50 is done in private.
What's a J50?
It's done. It's unlike a warrant of arrest that's issued in court by a magistrate. This one is issued in private. Only three people know. Right. And I believe there's someone in the inside, either the NPA, the Hawks, or the magistrate's office who leaked it to IOL. That's my theory.
Okay, but so that's a theory. Speculation. This is not IOL.
I know we're not allowed to, but there's something here, guys. There's something here, and it smells good to me. Another big story this week was the state witness, Philip Trutta, and he basically threw his hands in the air and vomited everything about the VBS scandal, just like that. Turned state witness, got 7 years, which means he'll be out in 3 if he behaves well. Mm. He's a crook, but he's quite brave. I mean, he's running the gauntlet against the EFF, which is not an enviable position. I wonder if any of that money will find its way back to those elderly people. You know, Kathy, I cannot get that image out of my head of those elderly people sitting outside VBS Bank waiting for money that never appeared.
Yeah.
And I really hope that justice will finally be served on the VBS scandal. Mm.
You know what? I think across South Africa, it's time. And well done to the Hawks. Really, for the work that they have done in the past few weeks, where we're seeing all the arrests start to happen. And you know what? It is just, may just be the start. The start of what is going to take out corruption.
It's the start of many.
I hope so.
I was watching Oprah this week because I thought she became a magistrate because you get arrested. Everybody gets arrested. You get a free iPhone. I love it. I didn't know half the names on the list. The adage is there is honor amongst thieves, but not in South Africa, my friend.
Yeah.
Small cards may be falling, but one card after another makes for a broken deck. Mm. So I'm hoping to see a lot more of that.
100%. Okay, what else you got? Have you got something positive that we can end on, Tanya?
It's the weekend.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. And we'll take it. We'll take it. But listen, overall, I think in terms of news, it has been positive, especially when it comes to that we're seeing that, you know, you've got the, you've got corruption that is, it's now,
yes,
it's starting to turn over and we are seeing justice being carried out. And that's very, very important. Anyway.
Absolutely. And we're getting closer and closer and closer to the big guns, which makes me very happy.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's how House of Call falls, right? Anyway, Tanya Curry, Acumen Media, thank you so much. You got me next Friday and I look forward to speaking to you again.
Same, Kathy. So nice to speak to you, lady. Have a lovely weekend. Shabbat shalom.
You too, my darling. Thank you so much. Bye, Tanya. Bye. That's Tanya Curry from Acumen Media.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.